say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Special thank you to Mr. Blake over at Gerald Electric Company. Right here in Cochran, Georgia, they can handle all your commercial and industrial electrical construction and maintenance needs. This old fella came on middle of the month, so this ad ain't completely finished. But what's cool about it, they're right here out of Cochran, Georgia. It's a family-owned business, and they're going to be coming here in the next couple days and actually doing an episode and telling you guys more about them and their company. So y'all, please do me a favor and go check them out on all social media platforms and give them a call for any of your commercial and industrial electrical needs today. That's Gerald Electric Company. As for Blake, his phone number is 478-279-3308, and tell him you heard it right here on the Josh Terry Podcast. A good buddy to the show decided to sponsor this month, DPF Alternatives at 314 Garrison Road in Macon, Georgia. You can find this good old boy on Facebook at DPF Alternatives Macon, Georgia. They service diesel vehicles, semis, pickup, tractors, heavy equipment, anything that uses diesel. They clean all emission systems and diesels, and they give you a one-year warranty. They also sell aftermarket filters, offer 24-hour service. Look, my dad recently, this is how we got hooked up with these guys. My dad recently had to take his truck somewhere to get it serviced, and the guys over at DPF hooked us up. And we come to find out that he listened to the show because his sister had been on the show a lot. So pretty much like family now. So if your diesel needs its emission system cleaned or serviced, I'm telling you, go check out my guys over at DPF in Macon, Georgia. You can call them now at 478-973-8502.
Tell them you heard their ad on the Josh Terry Podcast and get $50 off. DPF Alternatives Macon, Georgia.
Shout out to my boys over at Deep South Chemical. A couple weeks ago, they heard the ad on the podcast, and they sent me over some of the stuff that they sell. Some chemicals that you wash your vehicles with, some degreasers, some tire shine, some waxes, all that good stuff. And let me tell you, folks, their stuff isn't like the shit you get at Walmart. This isn't like the shit you get from O'Reilly's. They gave me this stuff for my tires and rims, and all I had to do was spray it on and wipe it off. I didn't have to scrub. I didn't have to break my damn back. Their stuff literally was so good, I just had to wipe it off. I know I would have used these guys again, even if they wouldn't have sponsored the show. So it tickled me when they decided to do it this month. So I need you guys to please go look up Deep South Chemical. Call them today. They'll ship the stuff to you. Their phone number is 404-909-4257. That's Deep South Chemical. Tell Mr. Scott that Josh Terry sent you. Let me tell y'all about Blue Collar Alliance. Y'all, I need y'all to go look it up on Facebook right now. It is a great group on Facebook, and it's way more than that. My buddy, Bubba Marlboro, is helping out blue collar workers left and right. He also has a roofing company. Just go look it up if you don't mind. Blue Collar Alliance. One of the artists that I would really like for y'all to take a look at is my guy, Mark Ware. Mark was in here a couple weeks ago. He tells his story. You guys need to go listen to that episode. Also, go follow all of his social media. Mark Ware Music on everything. Dude is solid. He's a good friend of the show. He'll be playing a writer's round with us coming up May the 24th up in Nashville. Go look him up now. Mark Ware Music. Let me tell you about my girl, Miss Erica, with Crooked W Consulting. She has a small marketing and design agency out of North Carolina. She offers small, affordable business solutions that tailor your business and startups nationwide. She's currently doing my new website. I'm telling you, folks, you need to let her do yours. She's doing us a jam-up job. She also offers digital marketing, graphic design, and social media management. If I'm using her here at the studio, there ain't no reason why your small business shouldn't. Look her up on Facebook and Instagram at Crooked W Consulting, or text her now at 919-351-2084. Crooked W Consulting. Hit up Miss Erica now. You won't be disappointed. Let's give a quick shout out to Nobles Networking. Guys, if you're looking for a new internet provider, they hook me up here at the studio and at my house. If you live out in the country and you can't find nowhere else where to get your internet, or you're paying too much for Hargrave or any of that other shit, look up Nobles Networking. 478-308-0596. You are going to love it. I'm telling you, it works great for me. It runs everything here at the studio at my house perfectly. Hit up Nobles Networking. Let me tell you about Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia. I ran her ad several times now. She's been with me since I started doing this stuff. Even if it's not convenient for you, take some time, go out of your way, and go eat there. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. She takes pride in her staff, her food, her service, every single aspect. So, please go check out Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia at 18 Commerce Street, Alamo, Georgia. Phone number there is 912-568-1945. Lori's Dive-In. If you've seen me wearing hats lately that's got DYH on it, it stands for Down Yonder Hat Co. Seth Bazemore, a buddy of mine, he owns that company, and he has sent me some of their hats. Let me tell you, I love them. I've worn them in a lot of my stuff lately, and I plan on wearing them a lot more. I've shared them with some of my friends. He has a startup business, and I'm telling you guys, you would absolutely love them. So do me a favor. Go right now to his Instagram at Down Yonder Hat Co. Check them out. They also have a website, downyonderhatco.com. Order some stuff from them and tag them on Instagram. And when you do, make sure when you make the post, you say that you heard about the hats and Down Yonder right here on the Josh Terry Podcast. Now, let's get to the show. Thank you for tuning in to the Josh Terry Podcast. So this is a surprise show. It was we're not supposed to do another one while we were in Nashville, but I got to meet Mr. Levi last night, Mr. Levi Foster, and I'm saying it right. And
that's right, yeah.
I fuck up names.
Don't worry, he got it completely wrong earlier.
Don't worry, I made it up anyways.
Levy.
Yeah. What? Who got it wrong, me?
Nah, man. No.
Did I get his name? Did I get your name
wrong?
No,
not at all. Fine, bud.
Don't confuse me, Riley.
I thought he said Levy.
When you were trying to get me to look him up on Instagram.
Oh, no, I said the name wrong then. Dude, I'm bad with names.
Real bad.
Real bad.
Real.
I knew exactly who you were because I already followed you on stuff. But it was like, shit, I got his name wrong. My bad. But I ran into you last night at Live Oak because of Justin Dukes. And he already knew, like, I wanted to get you on the show. So we threw a last-minute show together, and I appreciate you hanging around.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man.
We should have been here like an hour earlier, but we had a fucking boot on the truck. So that kind of messed us up
for
a little bit.
Y'all don't know how to fucking park.
Great story, anyway.
It's not my fault. It kind of is my fault. Just the fact that it got left to me, James, and Damaris at 9 o'clock at night to figure out parking. Yeah, it's probably our fault.
Y'all left that to your fucking selves, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we fucked up, all I can tell you. Damn. We've said I can tell you or tell five times already in a minute and a half.
Yes. I can tell you something else.
Tell me what?
Do what?
Introduce this man. Introduce Chili Dog.
What are you talking about?
Introduce Chili Dog.
My brother?
Riley.
We are family. Like, I'm convinced.
Like, y'all look
convinced.
Like twins.
We're related.
I swear to God, you look like twins.
This is the one that my parents put in the basket and kicked down the river.
That's right.
Moses.
Moses.
You know,
I'm there.
I'm the son with a one less chromosome.
Obviously.
Right.
Yes. Hey, don't get down on yourself, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting up on myself. I'm already up.
I get down with him.
I got it.
It's
Sorry about that.
God damn.
We love the Downies around here. They're my favorite. I love them a lot.
Did you go,
that's how you, no, you can't do that.
Wrong way.
Well, thank y'all for listening to Josh Terry Podcast. Not as much.
We'll never talk to you again.
So last night, I wish you could have came here with us. The three of us sat up to like 5 o'clock in the morning. One of our favorite things to do is we're on the road. Chili got to do it for the first time last night, was just sitting around, picking and playing, listening to music, just hanging out.
It's my favorite thing.
Dude, well,
I just hope next time it happens at fucking 9 p.m. and not 5 a.m.
Yeah, that was excessive. I'm not going to lie to you.
That was kind of my fault.
No, it was not your fault. You were passed out by the time we were still going.
That's true.
And we both, the funniest part of last night, we both, me and Chili, both ordered pizza for everybody.
At the same time.
Literally the same time.
Tell them how big the pizza is, the one that you
got. Nah, fuck that. It don't matter.
Dude, it's the size of a fucking football
field. No, and then he got fettuccine for his fucking self, wouldn't even share it.
Would you share it?
Yeah.
No.
Nope, not me.
No,
fettuccine's my baby.
Well, and then he got fettuccine and wouldn't give me none. And
oh, yeah, you gave me cannolis.
But I got cannolis, yeah.
And you gave me two.
Riley,
life changed.
Damn, I feel like a shitty person.
No. He's getting cannolis.
They're like, buy one, get one free.
They were buy one, get one free last night. My wife was like, how many fucking cannolis have you ate this week? And I said, it doesn't matter. In my defense, it was buy one, get one free last night, baby, so it don't make a fuck.
You just like suck the cream out and then just like eat the thing afterwards?
No, I just eat it like a fucking normal person.
I've never eaten a cannoli, so.
The point of where I started with that was, is that we just had a really good time last night, and then you got this. I don't know how late you stayed for the round last night. It was our first round, our real round we've ever done. It's usually way different with the show that we host there at Live Oak.
Yeah, Josh is normally way more.
I'm way less professional sometimes. Last night I was good.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be good to them because they're good to us.
Like Wolf of Wall Street on a Quaalude type of.
Crawling on
the Ludes!
I thought, man, I had a blast listening to all of y'all, man. A little skinny too, man.
He's on the way over here now. He's going to jump in on this. He's going to jump in on this. So one of the things, though, that we used to do, and they weren't part of this, and I didn't meet you till last night, but when I first started doing these shows, we were doing them at Airbnbs like we did at Live Oak last night. Uh-huh. And it would be the biggest one we've had is like 12 or 13 folks sitting in a room at a time. And it gets a little messy because people are talking over each other and everything. But it got to where I don't know how I came up with the idea, but they were playing originals or whatever, and I think it was just alcohol that got a hold of me. And I was like, I want to hear what made you get into country music, or just music in general. Like, what made you? What was the song that you just absolutely loved that is like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life? And I got to do that last night at Live Oak for the first time, to where the last round, we had enough time left they could play one more song. And they played their favorite stuff of all time. And you had everybody that was still there.
That's cool.
Just fucking going apeshit because it was like our stuff.
Yeah.
It was, I think Charlie Argo played I Love to Lay You Down by Conway.
Yeah.
And Kimberly Atwood played Just to See You Smile.
Uh-huh.
Brianne and Lindsay killed it too. But I'm telling you, that shit is the funnest. That's why I wanted to invite you and Chili Dog at the same time. Riley's done some of this stuff with us, but and then when Skinny gets here, we'll add him on. But while we're sitting there bullshitting everything for the next hour or so, I want to hear either your originals or I want to hear the stuff that made you get into music and that kind of stuff. Like, I know that it's a job for y'all now. Like, it's to where you can't always do what you want to do. You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. I want this when people come and do my show. It's I'm going to be me. I'm going to let you hear what I fucking love.
Man, that's so thoughtful, man. Just genuine. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the first time most people play, and I've heard this story over and over again, I think Riley might even told me this one time, was I remember getting a guitar as a teenager and sitting on a tailgate and playing to my friends and playing the songs I fucking loved.
Yeah.
Once you got to start playing for people and depending on that paycheck, you kind of stop playing for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit gets old. So I try to give folks a platform with our show and everything being what it is to where you can go back to that. Like, I want people to imagine if you're sitting here with me, just go back to those days and I'll tailgate and play that shit.
Whistle while you twerk.
Whistle while
he can talk all the shit he wants to. Not one while we're here. Not one on Sunday. Got stoned as fuck. And he's got a... And I don't smoke a lot. I only really do it on our family trips like this.
Release the Kraken.
And yes. This man right here was in his chair up top. He's playing a song called Anxiety. I don't know if you've heard him play it yet. So fucking good. So he's playing Anxiety. And like he's just kind of chill all night. The second we get to Losers and Justin Andrews is like, hey, come do a song. He starts doing, what is it? I'm going to buy you a drink. And like this mashup and shit that he does.
That's a Patron talking.
Yeah, but Lee Tucker does a great one too, and he's ashamed of it. I shouldn't say ashamed. He will not do it anymore. We give him shit because like he even does Pony really fucking good. And it's stupid how good he does it. But he wants to be known as a songwriter. He wants to be known as like he doesn't want people to be like, this is a gimmick. But it's nice that when he does let loose and does stuff like that, to people react to it. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, hell, we all love that shit.
Right. It's about having a good time, but you don't be stuck in that novelty act where you, you know.
Well, that's where with my show, we talked about this on the round today with Matt and Nikki.
Outside?
The writer's round is on the round, isn't it? Or in the round?
It was in the round. Now it's
outside the round?
Yeah.
Okay. Outside the round. My bad. It's coming out next Friday. Yes. I'm sorry, motherfucker. I don't keep up with everything. I tagged Ray's Rowdy, right?
Gravy Cat. Sorry.
Gravy Cat.
Chili Dog. You're going to fuck up his name, too.
I said Chili Dog, didn't I? I wanted you to introduce him. I don't want them to just know Chili Dog, though. I want to know the whole thing.
Well, no. So, I mean, I know him as Michael.
He saved his name in my phone last night as Chili Dog.
Yeah,
that's how I met him when Dustin Heron broke his guitar. The first night he ever did Horseshoes and Hand Grenades at Losers, he's playing
Whiskey Jam.
That's a good song.
It is a very good song. A lot of people like that hook, apparently.
A lot of people love it.
A lot more people
than Dustin knows love it.
I'm trying to
ain't gonna do it. Yep.
I'm trying to get the wife on this show.
We're on the same page.
And that was literally one of the names I talked about today.
I get it. I love you. I'll stop.
Yeah, I'm not doing that no more.
Sorry. My bad.
I'll still probably be a dick. But I just want people when they come here and do stuff with us to do what makes you happy. Was kind of the point I was getting to.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Like hitting the Kraken.
Did he make you hit the Kraken?
No. I offered.
Yeah, I can.
But I also said I'm you know, doing that.
Can be what?
Couldn't even form sentences.
Dude, it hurts. I'm not good at that stuff. It beat my ass. Yeah. We've been here 5 days. 2 of the 5, it beat the shit out of me. I'm talking
speaking
about
of,
hurt me. Pull your mic to you, bud. What? You said speaking of.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
You know Chili's story about him going viral a couple months ago?
I know I've seen you on TikTok before.
Yeah.
It's the coolest shit, dude. Yeah. He was in a bar being himself, and he did the beer with a slide or whatever.
Yeah. But
tell him what happened after.
I got arrested like maybe 2 hours later.
After he posted a viral video. Tell him
I didn't post the video. Some lady was at the show. And she posted it, and I got arrested for a DUI. I had packed up my shit. I had 3 shows that day downtown, and I packed up my shit. Well, damn, people just walking in like
ain't nothing. Tell them.
Hey.
I'm telling you, you think we're in a trap house.
We got a whole ass police officer here anyway. We got to behave.
You think we're in a trap house. People just coming and going out this motherfucker.
So anyway, I'm packing up my shit. I throw it in the truck. My buddy was a off-duty cop. He got shit-faced at Tootsie's.
No, you're fine, Damaris. This is cool. We're on your time, baby.
Yeah, anyway. I forgot what I was saying.
You were telling them.
Oh, yeah.
You were telling them what happened afterwards.
Yeah. So anyway, I packed up my shit. I was waiting on my buddy. I was going to give him a ride home. I wasn't drunk. I had like 2 drinks that whole show, and one of them was that beer. that I used on the video. And I literally went out there and I sat in the truck waiting on my buddy. And then I dozed off for like 5 minutes because I did 3 shows that day. I was fucking
exhausted.
Tired. Yeah. So anyway, I get a knock on the door by the EMS guys and they were like, hey, this cop's going to come over here and talk to you. I was like, oh shit. All right. So I got out of the truck and I said, officer, I know you might think I'm drunk, but I'm just tired. I've been working all day. You just watched me throw my shit in the truck. Mm-hmm. We had a straight conversation, 45 minutes, and he arrested me. Took me to jail, waited in the back of the patrol car for an hour and a half for him to get me out of those cuffs. God, stupid shit. Anyway, I get in there, and they held me there until 8 a.m. the next morning. And as I'm sitting in the holding cell, I get in a fight with these two Mexican fellas, and it's just bad shit. Yeah, it was stupid.
Anyway, why'd you get in a fight with them?
They were just talking shit that I couldn't explain. Like, I couldn't understand what they were saying. But they kept looking at me and laughing. I was like,
you sure they weren't just being nice and you took it the wrong way?
I don't know. I couldn't understand the words they were saying.
He said, fuck it.
I said, fuck it, and started beating the fuck out of him.
Yeah, you were meant to be here. We're adopting the fuck out of you.
Come on now.
I'm telling you, you're going everywhere with us. Well, let's go. From fucking now on.
Well, let's go.
You are fucking, you are so good.
Dude, speaking of shit you couldn't understand, I was playing a gig, and this guy came up, how to put this, he was Asian.
Yeah.
And he came up.
Well,
he's
that's
like,
how you put it.
Secret
hey, can you
Asian
play
man.
Jazzercord?
Play
like,
what?
Oh, no, you can't do that no more. You can't fake that accent.
You
can't
do
that
accent. You
can do
that shit
no
on my show. You can definitely do it on my
well,
show.
He was white for the second story, so I can make fun of him.
That's fine. This is a shitty story. It's okay.
So he's like, can you play Jazzercord?
I like some booty.
So I'm like playing all these weird chords of like this. He's like, no, Jazzercord. I'm like, fuck, all right.
Trying to figure out what you're saying before you say it.
So I'm thinking he's saying jazz chord.
Sure.
Yeah. And so I keep playing all these like wacky chords. He's like, no. Jazz a call to rich, you know where I'd be riven. It was Mer Hager.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude, you want to swing indoors, man.
I got to go.
Jazz a call.
God damn it. Shit, that's amazing.
I disclaim, I love Asian people. I love Polynesian sauce.
Your food
sauce
is amazing.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for your hibachiness.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I love a fried egg and some rice.
Dude, that's fucking
hilarious.
All
right, what's
a
fry ride?
True story, man.
My granddaddy, the one that's still alive, he thinks that if you talk to someone who speaks a different language than you louder, that they understand. So, like, they own a drywall company. So, instead of him being a normal person and getting a translator or learning Spanish, he will get the people to work for him to come to the house, tell them what he does, and he will raise his voice. Like, I need you to hang the drywall up. Like, shit, like, and they're just like, see? Like, and it makes, he will not talk to them in a normal tone. He thinks the louder you are, the better they understand.
Oh, yeah.
Pedro, get your drill.
Yeah.
Man, I was at a bar recently, and these two chicks are next to me. Sitting and they're talking, and one of them has like a English or Australian accent.
Yeah.
And I can't place it. So I'm like, I'm eavesdropping, and then I like slide myself into the conversation. And anyway, small talk, and I'm just talking to the girl with the accent. And I'm like, I gotta know where you're from. And she's like, oh, I'm from here. And I'm like, sure you are. No, really, where are you from? And she's like, I was born here. And I was like, no way. It sounds like you're like English or Australian. And she's like, no, I'm deaf.
Oh, fuck.
She was just deaf, my dude.
Have y'all ever...
And I was like, all right, I'm out of here.
Have y'all...
God damn it.
That, man.
Yeah, you're going everywhere with us, too.
Yeah. Did you ask if she wanted a lemon drop?
Yeah. Have you ever watched the movie I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell?
No.
Or read the book?
No, I don't know what
that is. So the book was a huge, like, number one bestseller. They made a movie out of it. It's called I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. Everybody, we need to do like watch it now and then come back and finish the show. It is this right here to 1,000. These guys make you like, so you said deaf or whatever. The guy wanted to fuck a deaf girl. Like that's how the movie starts. And he's fucking her. And literally what happens, is she's making that noise that Chili's making over there like Chewbacca. But somebody's in the apartment next to them thinks that this bitch is getting abused. So they call the law.
Yeah, sound like somebody's
clubbing. They call the law.
Sounds like, hold on. Sounds like someone's clubbing a baby seal.
So dude's in there just railing in the movie. Now, this is the first scene of the movie. He's just in there railing, and she's doing that. Cops kick in the fucking door. And like, while he's just railing, and the cop's like, get down now, put your hands behind your back. And he's like, what the fuck did I do? And she doesn't even know, because she's deaf. She didn't turn around to see what the fuck was going on.
She's getting her shit. Like, she's literally she's just like, getting her shit busted.
I don't want him to go to jail.
Goddamn both of y'all.
I just want you some opinion. You know what though? You know what's great about this?
Oh, it ain't
like
God.
A deaf person's gonna get mad they can't hear the show.
Hey, you wanna hear a good one?
What?
They done heard it earlier, but you know Helen Keller is immune to a flashbang.
You know what one got me though?
What?
So me and Riley have crippling anxiety. So bad. And of all people, like me and him just we don't like to go to I love Whiskey Jam. I love those bars and the ward and all them great fucking people, right? I can't stand not being able to piss, get a beer, can't move or whatever.
Yeah, like
it's
fucking walk.
Miserable. But they're doing fucking amazing. Like, it's crazy. It's just, I can't be in those crowds anymore, right? So me and Riley left. We played in the Creative Vets Golf Tournament a few weeks ago at Old Hickory. And we went to Whiskey Jam that they were hosting that night. Me and Riley... He's coming later than I was. He waited outside on me to walk out because I was miserable. He didn't even make it in. We went to Live Oak, and we sat there, and we got shitty. And he and me started telling the stuff that you're not supposed to tell, like talking about shit that if somebody
was
recording.
Yeah, like I got touched when I was 9.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. You weren't talking about that. My bad.
My mom tried to fuck the tire guy from Walmart. Just get rid of me.
What?
Exactly.
I make a lot of Michael J. Fox jokes because I really like Michael J. Fox. Tell him what you said.
Oh.
And I fucking spilled my tequila all over me. I about pissed myself. I couldn't get to the bathroom quick enough to fucking to piss. This just threw me for a loop. Tell him about the Michael J. Fox one.
Every time Michael J. Fox pisses, he comes. So Parkinson's don't seem that goddamn terrible.
What's shaking, Michael?
God damn.
We've offended more people in 20 minutes of this show. But once again, you probably don't listen in if you got Parkinson's.
Or deaf. Or an Asian.
I don't think I'm very big in Asia. So
you might be, man.
It's like a podcast.
Well, me and Chili are real big in fucking Asia, I can tell you.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, hey, let's just go over there and find out.
We're worldwide.
They worship us like some fucking fat gods over there.
They think we're the next sumo wrestlers.
That's funny.
I ain't
hillbilly sumo wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a video. That's a viral TikTok right there or whatever.
Yeah. My titties flop as hard as my gut does. So.
All right, let's lather each other up with the Crisco now.
We're going to get weird with it. What got you starting to blow up on like TikTok and everything? Because I don't really know a lot of your backstory. I know Chili's and Riley's, but I don't really know yours.
Well, I put out an impression of Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson doing something in the orange, Zach Bryan. And I just, was just dicking around one night and put that up, and then I started getting some hits. And people started requesting some more stuff, so I just started doing that. So.
But how long ago did you start all that?
Like February.
So this year?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Your numbers are great to be that so far.
I don't know.
No, like I looked up your TikTok a while ago because I knew I already followed you anyway. And just, you got a very good amount of people that follow you already on there if you just started in February is what I meant.
Yeah, I'm grateful for all the support, man. That's been...
Sorry.
They're fucking stupid.
They are.
It's like herding goddamn cats over here trying to get them.
Meow.
What kind of cat is that?
That's Gary.
Depressed.
That's Gary. That's Gary from SpongeBob. Meow.
fucking moron.
That's harmonization.
I think the first thing I saw you on, you did a bigger
we
talk
got harmonicas?
Show up here. Who did you do? It was on.
Big D and Bubba. I did that this morning again. So it's like
they already had you back that quick. Didn't you just do it like last month?
Yeah, I did one. So that today was the third time I did.
Oh hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, so I got to do an original song on there too. Well,
asked you until today to just do the stuff that you put on social media?
Well, it's all like off the cuff. So they're just like, yeah, just come on and, you know, it's all whatever. You know, I'll play kind of, it's like, what do you got today? You know?
Like, they apparently emailed me a couple months ago and they were talking about me on the radio. And I emailed them back. I was like, well, let me know when you want to do an interview. Hadn't heard from him since.
Well, first off, Dustin Heron fucked that up, and I blame a lot of stuff on him. We had talked about you already, because he's who originally introduced me to you, him and Lee Tucker.
Yeah.
Well, then I'd already saw you a couple times. I had never got to hear you play, though, so we hadn't got to, like, hang out or anything. But then your video went viral, and when the first time I saw it, I was like, I know that guy. I've got to meet him before. He's cool as shit. And I told Dustin that day, I was like, because I saw the whiskey riff thing to start off with about you getting arrested. And I was like, this guy's a fucking outlaw. This is amazing. Who else goes viral 2 hours later? Prison.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. It's a fucking outlaw story. And you seem like you live like an outlaw. I like the fucking
outlaw pride and wailing all over my arm.
Hell yes. But I told Dustin to get you on the show because he said he knew you real good. Never let hooked up. I thought you were dodging me. I literally thought you were dodging me. You didn't want to do it. See, there's a lot of artists up here that will not fuck with me.
Why is that?
I don't like them and I don't share their shit. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm very picky about who I have on the show because I can be. I don't need clickbait anymore. Like, I don't need to have some glittered up princess coming here and I'm not going to like their music or whatever. It's like, if you listen to all the rounds last night at Live Oak, it's people that I actually listen to. It's the shit that I think is good, whether somebody's got a deal or whatever, you don't know. I think it's good. So using my platform, I'm only going to put out the people that I want to. There's so many other people that are doing, hey, this person's got 5 million streams on a song and it still sounds like shit to me. I'm not going to share your stuff or ask you on because you're not my type of person. Don't mean you're not doing good or you're killing it in another aspect of life. It's just I know who the people I want on here. And it's the more genuine country artist that country to me is not just music. It's a way of life. It's how I grew up. It's how y'all grew up or whatever. Like, I want to keep that shit true. We had Miles on the show yesterday, that young boy. Like
Miles Gee or G.
Yeah, yeah. I want to keep having people that dude should look up to.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get that all the time on radio. The best songs to me are the ones that never made it to radio.
Yeah. I mean, just like the round last night, man. I mean, it was just good song after good song, man.
I wish you could have been there.
Dude,
night.
I wish you could have been there too.
It was good.
Our next one, Chill, you can play the next one. I already asked him. I don't think he can be in town for the next one. That one you told me earlier.
On the
June 21st. June 21st, you're playing the next one, Chili. And then I'll let you know the July date. We're canceling July. We're doing August.
Yeah, we're going to the beach in July.
Yeah, I gotta take
a
break.
We're doing like
a
family trip.
Family trip, but Chili, you can go to that. You can go to that too.
Yeah,
if you want to.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we do that I kind of put together. There's a lot of folks that are already kind of doing it, but I take the social media personalities and I mix them with the artists that I like, and then it's where it's supposed to help build each other. It's supposed to put out good music, but it's also these folks need content, right? So like Macy's got a million followers. Damaris does too on everything that's here. Alyssa, a lot more folks to go with us. And it's where I want them sharing your stuff if they like it. I'm never going to ask them to. You finna say something or are you just looking crazy?
Yeah, let me go ahead and cut you off. Regardless of what the fuck he just said, I think at the end of the day, Josh is very... He's one of the best judges of character that I've ever fucking seen in my life. I think at the end of the day, his whole thing is he wants genuine people to be able to be around genuine fucking
people.
Isn't that what life is about?
Because the rest of that, the friendship, the camaraderie, like all that's going to come. Like, if you could just the most genuine fucking version of yourself, you get around people that want to be the exact same way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It just fucking works out. And here's the thing, dude, and you can fucking attest to this, just seeing everyone in this house here. It is like a literal goddamn melting pot.
Yeah.
Like, literally. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, it's a weird atmosphere at first if you're not used to how close we all are. Because I've had some people be like, y'all are fucking literally stuck up each other's asses.
From the time, super degrading.
Yeah, from the time you get here to the time you leave. But we taught each other like we are brothers. Like we've known each other for 30 years. But we do that to everybody. So my love language is talking shit. If I'm being nice to you, you probably need to worry about what I feel about you. Like, if I'm not talking shit to you, I probably don't like you. Right? I want to call you a piece of shit. But him and Dave were going at it on the round last night, literally in front of everybody that was there, and was like, oh, you won't ask me to write a fucking song. I remember that. Like, just, but they love each other so much.
Yeah.
And with all of us, we have just mixed the best stuff. The melting pot he's talking about, it is so many different personalities, but we've cut so many people off that the people that are here, it's almost, what are you doing to make all that noise?
I'm making a spinner.
Spinning the top. Anyway, but it's where we've kicked the folks out for not, I'm a loyalty fault person.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm ever on your side, I don't care if you fuck up. I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to tell you that you fucked up. Riley would tell me if I did something stupid. Like, then you're supposed to. You're supposed to be able to take criticism. You're supposed to be able to say, hey, I messed up. I'm sorry. I own it. Let's do better. And that's one thing about all of us. We will sit there and we'll guide each other. And it's really cool. And it makes it aware also, too, especially y'all as artists. I know that you probably want management or you want to be signed or whatever like that. But in the day and age we live in, if you've got 10 people in a house and you've got a combined 5 million followers with the social media personalities and everything else, you don't need management.
Yeah.
You just need everybody to be have a common goal of sharing each other's stuff and building shit together. Yeah. That's why all these studios and stuff now in Nashville, they're waiting until some people get a million followers, mm-hmm. whether they're talented or not, because they've already took out their marketing cost. You've already done the fucking work. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to throw out some stupid number that you shouldn't sign for. But you don't know no better.
And you do it.
And you do it because you can say, I got a deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cody Johnson is the best example of waiting until you get exactly what the fuck you want to be. Mm-hmm. He's turned so much shit down. And that's what I want with my friends. I'm about legacy. I don't care about money right now. I want money in 10 years. I want when I'm hanging out with my boys and everybody's writing songs and playing and doing whatever, I want it to be where the song might not be your favorite or the dumbass's favorite who aren't real country fans or just whatever genre it is right now, but it'll be an all-time song. There's been a lot of songs that nobody gave a shit about that was on radio as a single, but it ended up being all of our favorite off the album or whatever. Like, it's stupid. Who cares about fucking radio anymore?
Right.
This is coming from somebody who worked in the shit and saw how it goes. The company with the most money makes the number one. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. We're just lucky that we've got, and I like Morgan Wallen. I like his music. I don't know him. And I like Luke Combs a lot, and I like Eric Church. If it wasn't for them, think about the shit that you would hear on country radio right now that's not country. Does nobody talk as fun? I was waiting for Chili to say something. I get deep, dude. Well, I done drank all day.
No, fuck that. Let's go like origin story. So, like James, Levi is from Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, keep going. I want to know the origin
story. Well, Chili's right up the road.
Where are you from, Chili?
He's under Kentucky. A bridge somewhere.
What part?
Huh? Paducah.
Paducah?
Paducah.
I was staying in Bowling Green for a little bit.
I got you. Been there a time or four.
Okay, we're playing. We're gonna play music because everybody's either stoned or drunk or whatever.
We just had some syrup.
Well, real quick before y'all play some syrup. God damn! What did you do? Did you disconnect anything?
Nah, man.
Good job, Chili.
He's got, hey, it's all good.
I ain't mad at you. So before we get started with the music aspect of it, I want y'all to drop your social media and everything. That way people can go look you up and all that good stuff.
Sure, yeah.
And if you've got anything that's already released, make sure you let them know.
Yeah.
Anything, our upcoming projects or anything like that before we play some songs.
Okay, so all my social media is Levi Foster Music. So I'm on Instagram and TikTok. I don't really mess with Facebook too much. But I'm working on releasing my original music. I'm working on getting some investment to record it. So
hell yeah. Well,
that's in the works.
Besides for you playing, because I want people to hear where you throw your voice or whatever, some, but I want to hear your originals.
Sure.
Yeah. So I want it to be both. I want them to kind of hear how good, because you're stupid good at throwing your voice. And Dukesy, I haven't heard an original from you yet. Dukes told me.
Oh, he's stupid good at
writing. Yeah, Dukesy told me. So me and him are from the same place. We've known each other for a long ass time.
Okay.
Me and Dukes are.
Oh, J-Dog.
Yeah, that boy, he's a good dude. He literally, I already told him that I wanted to have you on the show when he found out that I wanted you. And he's like, I'll set it up or whatever. But he bragged on you.
Dang,
he
really?
Bragged on you so much.
Dude, come on, man.
Well, my friends that are actual friends, not acquaintances. No, Justin is friends. Like, he's a family member to me. He knows how picky I am. He knows. Hold on a second. No, he's plugged in first, Jilly. We're just going to have to switch it. Oh. Yeah, one person just going to go at a time. But he knows how picky I am. And I asked him after he messaged me back and said that he could hook me and you up or whatever. He said, you ain't gonna have no problem with this guy. You're gonna fucking love him. You're gonna love the originals, the talent and everything. And then hear Riley say it. Nice. I'm excited to hear the originals.
Well, cool, man.
So
yeah, be happy to, bro.
Yeah, so we got enough time to where if y'all wanna do three or whatever you wanna do each, bullshit. As long as Chili's not talking too much. Put your foot
on
it. I'm playing. Dude, I like the hell out of you, dude. I told him we was adopting him. You're like my fucking, our new family member. And I hope we get to hang out with you enough to where we say the same thing.
Dude,
we're saying.
I loved it, man. I'm already sold, man. I love y'all already, dude.
I honestly think I can say this, and I don't mean to be cocky about it. I don't think you're going to find better people. I don't think you're going to find folks that really genuinely want everyone to succeed. That we're around. Me and Riley talk about it all the time when we get hammered. But, like, to me, success isn't me being successful. It's me and everybody I care about.
Yes.
It's all of us getting to the fucking mountaintop together.
Well said, man.
Yeah. I don't want to be the person that's standing up there by myself and having to, I don't want to say drag or whatever, the people I love up. I want us all to do it together.
Yeah.
I want it to mean something like that.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's so much room. The pie is so fucking big. To where
dude, there's plenty of room.
Yeah.
There's.
Getting fucking jealous and all
that. Was even like today. I went and did the Outside the Round podcast and everything. A lot of people don't ask me to do it. A lot of people don't want me to do their shows because I guess they don't want people to come listen to mine because they think they're scared that they won't listen to theirs anymore. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be. Why don't we all mix brands? Why don't we network? Why don't we melting pot? Why don't we do that kind of shit together? Like, it's okay if somebody else is different. They don't do it exactly the way you do, as long as what they're doing is authentic, in my mind.
Real. Yeah.
And this right here works for us, but it might not work for anybody else.
Uh-huh.
But when it works for us, it goes good, doesn't it, Riley?
It goes.
Fucking asshole. Well, what do you want to do? Whatever you want to do.
All right. Like I said, I grew up in Virginia, so... this area steeped with Civil War history and tobacco. So this song is called Bright Leaf. And Bright Leaf is a type of tobacco, so there's Bright Leaf and Dark Leaf.
Her eyes shone like silver, hair flowing like the river, with a color fire is yellow, bright leaf. How an East Virginia daughter of a wealthy Richmond lawyer could love a poor tobacco farmer like me. We were soon wed together, lost in love with each other, and I called my darling lover Bright Leaf.
Then one. Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Morning brought a letter. She was crying as I told her I was drafted to the rebel infantry. 3 years debt and service to fighting with no purpose, but to only stay alive till I could see my little bright leaf. My little bright leaf. She wrote in every letter she'd love me longer than forever, like the mountain heather that's evergreen. Thought of her keeps me warm through the bloodshed and the storms. I would fight 100 wars for my bright leaf. On the last year in December, cold and hungry from the winter, a letter was delivered unto me. It was from my darling's father, writing that his only daughter is waiting in heaven for me. Now I'm running through the pines, I deserted from the lines. They will fire at the very sight of me. I heard the shots from the ridge line, felt the sharp pain in my side, beckoned another bullet on my knees. Then the darkness filled my eyes and I could see my little bright leaf. My little bright leaf. Flowing like the river, with a color fire as yellow brightly.
Son,
what?
That's so fucking good,
man. Thank you, brother.
Holy appreciate shit! It.
It's sad as fuck, but
no, I promise.
I listen to him over Tyler Childers.
Well, when it's it's just I love me some Tyler Childers. It's good.
Me too, man. I respect him a lot.
God, I like him so much.
I'm crying.
Are you already?
Yeah.
That syrup?
Fuck you. No, fuck you, Levi.
Dude, stop, man.
No, I promise you. If you knew how much all of us hate happy songs.
That's so good.
We like the story. Like, we really respect everybody that is around us. What is cool is you will have every single one of us when we go to our writer's round, even if it's not mine or anything like with the podcast or whatever, we sit there and listen. That's the thing. Like, why we want to be able to look at each other and be like, that's a fucking hook. That's a country song. Like, we're not going there to ask you to play fucking Picture by Sheryl Crow or anything.
That's a goddamn
like,
story.
We want to hear, yeah, we like the storytelling. Shit.
Yeah.
And that's what all the listeners of the show and everything, too.
That's great.
They love the story. I love that shit. It got him. Man, it got him. It got him. Who's that? Come on. Come on in.
Oh, good thing.
There we go.
James. Jesus Christ. You would have been crying like a son.
Oh, yeah. He would have cried like a baby.
Sir.
We would put a mic in front of you, but nobody's going to fucking understand you. James is the only person I ever met that fucking talks in cursive. He's got that Kentucky shit. That he'll be like real ass, salt of the earth, great human being. Motherfucker can't speak to save his life. Helen Keller talked better than him. Oh. So, but, just don't do that. So before Chili, you play one, you got to hook your thing up. Put a quarter inch in.
Oh, yeah.
Or y'all just share guitars if you want to.
Oh, don't just unplug it. Mute that.
I already muted it.
Okay.
I did it before.
Yeah, don't give him that fucking
I promise
cable
you, one of the things that I like to do, or I have in my head.
Don't let him get that fucking guitar cable back. God damn.
Yeah. Is, I got some buddies that'll pay a shit ton of money for a work tape or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can go back and listen to this, and if what you like is good, you can strip it and have it. It's a great work tape.
Yeah.
I mean, it does good.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, let everybody else hear it and fucking cry, too.
They ought to.
Dude, that's so good.
Thanks.
This
so
is the
good.
First time I've ever done a show where we had uncomfortable seats. This is fucking horrible.
Jesus. My size.
Oh, can we do a TikTok where y'all two say that to
Here
each other?
Here we are just fucking struggling.
Yeah. Try being my size, Amy. Yeah, have you never seen that?
Oh, can we do it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, can
you don't know how it
feels. Yeah, boy, shit, viral. But we'll do it where maybe one of y'all's playing the guitar and you're trying to sing to each other. Or like something funny. God, it'd be better if
like
he was on stage.
Trying to keep it on your lap.
Yeah. Oh, that's man, that's fucking gas. Let me know when you're ready.
Goddamn.
Chili dog, I've never.
What did I tell you today? I fucking ripped the pecker out my jeans. We were talking about it today, dude. Just being this big, like you're just gonna blow your dick out sometimes.
Jesus Christ.
That's what happened.
We got a skinny fella. My thick ass, and then you two. Oh, plus size.
Whoa, what does that fucking mean?
You're finna do a TikTok that says, try being my size, ain't it? I think we both know what it fucking means. I wouldn't take you no fucking other way. You are beautiful. Chili dog, maybe not so much. I like that you did it into the mic like you're supposed to. I love when people do that. The whole premise of the show, if Justin didn't tell you,
if you read the description
of it, is the idea of it is imagine sitting at a bar. You meet a complete stranger.
Yeah.
Y'all become really good friends by the time the conversation's over. It just happens to be recorded.
Oh, man.
Dude. That's I want people to feel like they're here with us, drinking with us, having a good time.
Uh-huh.
This is our bar right now.
Yeah.
You ready, Chili? What are you going to do anyway? I've never heard an original from you. You can play whatever you want to. You literally can play whatever the fuck you want to. I'll do it real fast. We're going to pause it since he actually showed up. I got to get another mic. Okay, after a quick break and talking shit about people, Chili Dog's ready. You ready, bud? Oh, by the way, Skinny's on it now.
Oh, y'all done messed up now.
Did you see the girl cry yesterday because of Meredith?
No.
Here was his. Did you see her?
You see dumbass got a boot today?
Yeah, I heard about that. My man all booted up.
Why?
He done went to Broadway, got a new pair of boots.
Booted up.
You leave it up to James, Damaris, and me to park. I've never even drove to Broadway. This is the first time I did it because, first off, we were going to record at 9.
I'm booted up.
Chili, I thought he was done at 9. So I asked him if he'd wait a little bit longer or whatever. We weren't supposed to be down there. But I was like, hey, let's make sure we all pay. And each one of us went through the process. Each one of us did it the right way. They had like 5 people fucking booted in that goddamn parking lot at the same time and then blamed it on us.
Josh Terry out here, new boot goofing.
Fuck you.
New boot goofing. Can that be the title?
Hey, look.
Melting pot.
Oh, well,
I wrote it down a while ago. It's going to be melting pot.
New
Melting pot.
Brand new pair of yellow boots.
Melting pot. Maybe new boot good, but shut up.
So I get credit for that then, right?
If I change it, yeah.
No, melting pot.
Yeah. I mean, your name's going to be on it. Might as well. All right, Chili, what are you going to do for us? He starts playing. Bye, Reagan. Bye. Y'all can't see her.
My Reagan here. Has entered the chat.
Have fun this weekend.
Reagan has left the chat.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you,
really
too.
Bye.
Yeah.
Y'all be good. If you ain't gonna be good, be good at it.
Shut the fuck up, Reagan. Well, all right, Chili, what you doing for
can
me?
Can you hear me? Yeah, you good?
This is the first time you're on the show. What you mean?
I know. I like this. This is my type of shit.
More folks need to know about you. And this old boy over here, too.
Well, I don't know about me, but definitely that guy is pretty good.
Dude, I just watched you melt face. I was going to leave early. I couldn't. He tore it up so fucking bad at Lucky Bastards a while ago, I couldn't leave. Yeah. And when he was cool with us doing the show a little bit later, I was there. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
Well, thank you. So, y'all talking about doing songs that kind of influenced me to be in country music. As y'all know, I'm a big Waylon fan.
Hell yes.
Love Waylon. But this is one of my dad's favorite songs. He'd listen to it about every day. And it just means a lot to me because it was the first one that I ever heard. First country song I ever heard. As we sit on the front porch, an old gray house where I was born and raised. Staring at the dusty fields where my daddy worked hard every day. I think it kind of hurt me. I said, Daddy, there's a lot that I don't know. Don't you ever dream about a life where corn don't grow old. I remember feeling guilty that he turned my back in my eyes. I was only 17 back then, but I thought I knew. I know now. I can't say he didn't warn me. City life's a hard road home. And funny how a dream can turn around where corn don't grow. Our ties are real. There's dusty fields. No matter where you go, you may change your mind. Oh, we can hide where corn don't grow.
Jesus.
Yeah, man.
You're 22, right? 24.
24.
Yeah. You're 22.
23.
God damn, who's 20? Oh, Cole's 22. And David's what?
25.
David?
Yeah. David's a piece of shit.
Caveman looking motherfucker. I'm telling you,
Big Dave,
don't care
rock.
What anybody says. I think the folks that we have on the show and the people that we associate with are the best talent, whether you know about it yet or not. I'm telling you, I go to a lot of writers' round stuff when we're up here skinny. I know you do. You're always playing. I don't know if I'm just biased about the folks that I asked to do the show. Y'all always is so much better than everybody else.
Because we real motherfuckers.
I love you, boy.
What was that Joey Diaz says? All he needs is three bad motherfuckers and take over the world.
Three bad motherfuckers.
Pass that cord back to Mr. Levi.
Do another one?
Yeah, I want. Let's do at least like we got. We'll do like maybe one or two more. You can do whatever you want to. I like you throwing your voice, but I would rather have originals.
I hate that. That's definitely fine with me, man. That line you said something about being a stranger that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a song that's got that line in it.
Hell yes.
Let me see if
I heard that you do Jerry Reed impersonations.
I do a little bit.
Yeah.
Song.
tell them if they want to see the impersonations. Go. What's your TikTok?
Yeah, go to my TikTok. It's Levi Foster Music, and same thing on Instagram. So I put everything on TikTok on Instagram. So if you don't do the TikTok, so this song's called "I Can't Make You."
That's a raggedy bitch you got in your hands. Like literally the most prized possession I have. She raggedy bitch.
Dude, I was with him when he found out he was getting that guitar from his dad. His dad surprised him with it. We were on the way from Georgia up here. I think it might have been our first trip together.
Yeah.
Dude, it was one of the coolest moments of my life getting to watch him.
It was a lot. It was all in one day, dude. Yeah. It was
cool.
Same day,
he was opening up for Tracy Lawrence for the first time.
Nice.
He quit his job and was going music full time, quit the railroad, and then his dad surprised him with that. Man, shit.
It's
one of my favorite car rides of all time, I'll tell you that, brother. And then we had to get to an Airbnb that didn't have fucking air for 2 days.
AC and it went out. Oh, it was fucking deja vu because it just happened the first 3 days in this cocksucker.
Oh, man.
Seriously, it's been so goddamn hot in this house.
We ain't got but a couple more hours left.
I couldn't even wear my fucking CPAP to sleep, man. I'm not even prescribed a CPAP, so I got a CPAP.
You just thought it was a good idea?
Oh, yeah.
When he changed his tone, oh, hell
yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
I wake up way too much in the night. So now I wake up one time to piss, and I'll sleep 8 solid hours. And I don't wake up tired, and then I get up, and I do my mushrooms and fucking take my vitamins. I take my multivitamins and
you
do
know
my
what?
Shit. I'm good to go, dude.
Burrell and Nikki literally said us about our group today. He said, y'all are degenerates, but y'all are the best fucking degenerates I've ever met.
And the most productive degenerates.
Oh, yeah, fun fact. So Sunday was the first time I ever tried mushrooms, one in public.
The gummies that you ate?
Yeah.
Damn, that seemed like it was months
ago. I did 2.5 grams of that shit, and it was the first time I ever did it in public, and right before I played around.
You did great.
I set it up like a time bomb, right? 30 good minutes before.
Is it the kind that make you run down Broadway thinking somebody's chasing after you?
You shut the fuck up. That's the story of me, you, and Ryan Lambert. We're going to do that show.
I've done that plenty of times.
No, but I remember having to rescue him and Lambert.
All right, so you don't... Hold on. Shut the fuck up. Give context. Because the story ain't been told on the show yet. Might as well do it with y'all, too.
Okay.
Ryan's got, like, professional fishing sponsors and shit.
Yeah, Lambert probably can't get on here.
Fuck Ryan Lambert. So,
I love you,
if you get a couple of us together that really like to go overboard, weird shit happens. Ryan Lambert he makes me and James and Riley and Skinny get blacked out. But even when we don't plan on
it. Nine times out of ten, I am the sober Uber.
Yeah.
And I mean, was this night.
Yeah, Ryan Lambert's middle name is goddamn trouble.
So one night, we all go out. They're at a different bar. Somehow, me and Ryan wander.
We're playing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Y'all are playing. Me and Ryan wander. They get done with their gig. We know that it was time to go home.
I gave you
my
fucking
left.
Parking ticket.
They caught us running down Broadway to jump in their car, and then we get in, and they said it was because one of us slapped somebody's girlfriend on the ass. And we were running from their old men. This is a story that I heard the next day, and I'm thinking to myself when they tell me this, I'm definitely not running from somebody's old man in the first place.
What was funny was there's nobody running after him.
Yeah, there was nobody running after
him. There's nobody behind
at all. So it was literally nothing but people in light-up cowboy hats looking at him like they were all fucking crazy.
So until Ryan, I was so fucked up, until Ryan told me the next day that it was a joke, I literally thought we had slapped somebody's old lady on the ass and took off running.
Where I was scared, I was stone cold sober. I mean, I hadn't had a single thing. I was driving. Riley was not. But Riley was
easy.
In the passenger seat. Hey, he's in the passenger seat. These two definitely fucking work.
Had me a hunch 25.
I'm turning right on a red light with a cop in front of me and a cop behind me when they do this. And they come flying in, like nosedive in my back seat. And I'm like, we're going to jail. This is going to happen. We're going to jail on Broadway on a Tuesday night.
I didn't even know I was running. I was so fucked up. I didn't know that none of this happened. We have a bad tendency with all of us. We just literally have so much fun together. There's nobody arguing. There's nobody fussing. If Riley and Skinny want to slip off and write something, they slip off and write something. It's not that, or if the girls want to go do their own thing, they go do it. We just all really get each other. And so it's the most fun you can have when you get around a group of folks.
I got something you can get.
I've never had this much fun in my life with people. It's that like growing up with my hometown folks, but you don't get to hang out with them no more. You know? What you said, Mitch?
Nothing. You got a flat tire. Did you know that?
Yeah, you keep letting air out. It's not very funny no more.
I'll pump it back up in the morning, but I just think it's funny.
Thank you, salt and pepper. All right, what'd you say?
What did you fucking say?
I said, thank you, Salt and Pepper. They have a song called Pump It Up. It's a very old reference.
Oh, Pump It
nope,
Up.
No one's going to think that's funny but me.
I get it. Wait now, Salt and Pepper. Pump it up.
Skinny, you are fucking 23 years old. Shut up. Way before his time. You were born in 2000.
99. That's a nice baby for 2 months.
You don't remember the fucking Twin Towers falling. No. You were still shitting your pants.
I was alive, though.
Still I was still in Canada when that happened.
So he didn't care in the first place.
Oh no, I cared. It fucked my whole day up.
Play a song. It's 20 years later. You can joke about stuff. You got to get over the pain. We trauma bond.
Sorry.
Hurry up before we get cancer.
No, I done fucked it up for all
going,
of us.
Only going south from here, so.
Hey, you know how you said
this
yesterday?
This is when we start talking over each other and nobody fucking hears
it. No, listen, for real. You know how you said earlier that the episode from last night was the first one you're ever going to have to edit?
Yeah.
Here's the second.
No, we're good. I'm not editing this
shit. Me and Riley are in the same room together. It's definitely going to be the same.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be.
You had a chilling dog in that shit? Y'all was fucked.
What did I say in the truck earlier?
I'm not talking
anymore. We're just fucked at this point.
I'm glad somebody got you high as fuck so you wouldn't say that shit.
All you got to do is put some chili on top.
Boy, whatever he said on stage a while ago, there's somebody who lost their pocketbook or some shit that was with the band. Chili had just said fuck on stage, and it was funny. It was like perfect what he said. It sounded like they cut his mic. The security guard walks up to him as he's walking off. I thought he's fucked. Like, I thought Chili is fucked. And so I was like worried about it. I was like, what is Chili going to say when he comes and does the show? Nobody's worse than me and Lee Tucker anyway, and Mark Horriott. No, if we haven't gotten in trouble when the three of us get together.
Oh, yeah. What?
You're high. Play the song so we'll shut the fuck up.
James gave us that syrup.
Levi Foster to the stage.
Come on. You're like looking at a postcard from heaven to a man that's never been north of hell. You're an innocent, long conversation with a stranger that you feel you know well. You're the only one I found that's worth the heartbreak. You're the lines I didn't think to write down. And you're 5'4", a gentle understanding. You're just 500 miles from me now. I could make this car drive, I could make it there tonight. I could try and make you mine one more time. I could make you know there's nowhere left for me to go. I could try and make you mine one more time. I could make it up to you down on my knees. But I can't make you love me.
It's a raggedy bit.
Truth often lies in misdirection. And there's hope for all the hopeless all the same. And a mirror ain't the only real reflection. It's just showing you a few things you can't change. Well, I could make this car drive. I could make it there tonight. I could try and make you mine one more time. I could make you know there's nowhere left for me to go. And I could show you wreck it's making me. I could make it up to you down on my knees. But I can't make you love me. I could lay down in the bed I've made of loneliness. Once again try and make it all make sense. I could make this car drive. I could make it there tonight. I could try and make you mine one more time. I could make you know there's nowhere left for me to go. I could show you wreck it's making me. Or I could make it up to you down on my knees. I can't make you love me. I can't make you love me.
Son.
Come on.
Well, that'll make you text somebody you ain't supposed to right there.
Shit. I don't know about y'all boys, but somebody's getting pregnant tonight.
In a room full of dudes, that makes me feel really violated.
It's brain. Definitely, yeah, you're definitely about his the right bottom hand. In this situation, Skinny.
You better watch out, down. Skinny.
I got to run.
I don't care if you are. It's 2023. It's just weird shit. We're fine with it.
Gotta keep from hiding.
At least we ain't drinking Bud Light.
Shit, shit. They
I didn't see no Trini.
They're not a sponsor of us anyway. I don't give a shit.
So, hey, that, hey,
pay
no,
me some
no,
money.
That,
I'll put a rainbow flag in this bitch right now.
No. That syrup, hey, that syrup's on me right now. I think you probably need to take out that 9/11 shit.
You just sounded like Boomhauer from King of the Hill.
To make you feel better. To make you feel better. One of the things I talked about today with on the other show. Yeah. One of the things I talked about today on the show with Outside the Round was literally I had to chill back on the drinking at Live Oak because of shit I was saying. And it wasn't that the owners had got mad or anybody had got mad at me whatsoever. It was the fact that I was getting too fucked up and I was saying some shit that you got to remind yourself, just like going to church. You can change, you can't change who you are, but there's some things you can do a little bit better in front of certain people, right?
Sure.
And there was a joke that me and Blaine Bunning made. It's about 9/11. And Blaine, somebody says something, and they're like, that'll fly. And Blaine's...
Don't say it again.
I'm pretty sure if you know Blaine Bunny, you know how witty he fucking is, right? And he was like, not if it's September 11th, 2001. But still, I'll tell this one right here to the day that this show gets canceled, because it probably will.
God damn it.
Me, have you met Mark Oriott yet?
Oh, no.
Mark Oriott dresses the same way he does, and they're both super talented.
What's that supposed to
I'd fuck you. I was trying to fuck with you, is what I was doing. Mark Oriott dresses like shit.
What'd you say earlier?
You actually dress. No.
Hold on.
It's chilly. I'm fucking with you.
No.
I'm giving you a hard time. You dress how you're supposed to. Mark Oriott will get on stage. He dresses like he's going to play. Mark Oriott always lies. He's going to the beach, but ain't no goddamn beach here. Mark Oriott always looks like he's fixing to go get in water.
He looks like he's
a... He's always like he's going swimming or some shit, right?
It's just like Dink Cook. Literally wears flip-flops every day.
Lee Tucker's fat ass yesterday had him on. I've never seen Lee Tucker in real shoes. Or boots or whatever. Never, ever have I seen
him. Lee Tucker looked like he fell in the crawfish pot yesterday.
Was a little burnt.
He was burnt.
He was a little roasted. But Mark, since you don't know him, you won't find it funny, but everybody else will. We did a show one night up here, and it was several musicians in a room, same way we're doing now. And it went long into the night to where it ended up being, started off like 10 people, ended up with like 4. So it was me, Lee Tucker, Mark Oriott, and Kimberly Atwood. Kimberly played the round last night too. And sweetest person ever, amazing artist, all this kind of stuff. Somebody said something when we started on Holocaust jokes. I don't know how it started.
Let's not do those either.
I know we're not going to do them now. But Mark got super serious. So fucking serious. And he was like, I don't think this is funny. My grandpa died in the Holocaust. And me and Lee and Kimberly just were like, fuck. And it's the perfect pause if you go back and listen to the episode, because none of us know what to say. And Mark said, yeah, it really sucked. He fell off that guard tower. And I was like, you know what? I was like, if I can get away with posting this, fucking good. He stunned us. You know, we really thought like his grandpa died in the Holocaust. But no, it was not that at all. You're good, you suck down. But yeah, so it's okay. You can say some fucked up shit on here, apparently. Still gonna be in the top 1% in the world. It doesn't matter. Apparently, people like debauchery. They like fucked up shit. It's funny to them. What you about to do, Chili?
I don't
know. Oh, real quick. When you... Chili Dog and Mark Oriott do not dress the same.
It was a joke. I was just fucking with Chili.
He ain't ranch, but he be dressing, dog. He says he's like the Kmart Ernest.
The Big Lots Ernest.
Sorry.
That's fucking great.
I'm glad you remembered half the damn thing.
Chili, I'll be honest with you. I've got to see a bunch of his videos, so I already knew he was going to be good. And I had heard how good you were. I just hadn't seen it. The past 2 nights between us staying up till 5 o'clock in the morning and having a good time last night, and the way that you controlled that fucking room tonight at Lucky Bastard, dude, you're a fucking beast. I'm going to fuck with you because you're family now. Yeah. But you're a beast, son.
Thanks, man.
Really good. I'm super fucking impressed.
Man, I've been off and on here in Nashville. My first gig was when I was like 6 at Tootsie's. And, so anyway.
You played at 6 years old at Tootsie's?
Yeah.
How the fuck did that happen?
My parents brought me in on a Saturday afternoon. They were doing an open mic. And I played mandolin at the time, and they brought me in. They were like, here, come on.
That's cool, dude. So, there's not many folks that can say that.
Yeah. But, I'm so out of it.
I am.
Just play one more. And I'm going to ask you after he plays this. You don't have to do whole songs or anything, but throw some of the impersonations up there.
Yeah, I love to pick with him, too, man.
Oh, yeah, why, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'll just get a mic and I'll
see. Yes.
Keep him plugged in.
Just pull that over there close to you.
Oh, yes.
What's really cool, you can keep picking. What's really cool is by the end of the night, we had all of us, fucking asshole. One of the cool things is when it ends up being a sing-along. So the first one we ever did like this, I had never heard the song Everything That Glitters Isn't Gold. I'd never heard it before. And you had five or six people at the table that absolutely loved the song before I ever heard it. And every one of them played together. They had never played it before together. And it just, everybody did it. And when you listen to it, fuck, it's still so good. It was perfect. So at any point in time, y'all want to play together or do whatever, that's fine too.
I'd love to.
It makes, including Riley. No, it's fine. That's syrup hitting Riley right now. That's just kidding. So I know this is only audio. Y'all couldn't just see what I did. When I said that, the chili dog, he started pointing at himself like, motherfucker, me too. I'm never drinking syrup again. By the way, it's just THC syrup. It's not Robitripping.
All right. Y'all want to hear an original?
Yes.
Let me get my notes. Oh, there it is. All right.
What's it called, Chili?
I don't even know. Wait. I'll get it.
Yeah!
It's in the song. Yeah, anyway. When I was 17, my mom died, and I was sitting with my dad the night she passed away, and he goes, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know what you're going to do. He gave me $200 and told me to move to Nashville. And, yeah. Anyway, this song's about me moving here and just living out of the truck and just listen. I feel like a dog on a leash. Nowhere to go, no one to at least. I'm lying here alone in a place I don't feel like home. I woke up when the sun went down, started pouring up another round, singing some old sad song about a place that don't belong. I feel buzzing, I feel numb, I feel broken, I feel dumb, feel like I don't know what to do. Take a shot, just to clear my head, toss and turn, taking no risk, oh no, now it's just no use. If it ain't the whiskey, it's you. My songs ain't rhymed for a while. It hurts more and more to smile. The longer I'm in this town, feel like nobody wants me around. Sometimes I wanna go back home. Life anew is gone. I can't find a place in this world. Don't know why I try anymore. I feel buzzing, I feel numb, I feel broken, I feel dumb, feel like I don't know what to do. Take a shot, just clear my head, toss and turn. Can't get no rest, I know now, it's just no use. If it ain't the whiskey, it's you. If it ain't the whiskey, it's you.
Fuck, Chili.
That is not what I thought you were going to do.
I was trying to explain it, but...
No, you didn't. Knowing your story a little bit now, after the past day or two... Dude, that's fucking good. Yes. You got me speechless. I don't even know what to say.
Well, thanks, man.
I don't think you know how talented you are.
I'm just me, dude. I do what I...
Well, me is talented. You need to say that to yourself. Me is special. Dude, that's... You got... You got the three of us, we don't want to say.
Well, I appreciate it. I've been through some rough shit to be 24. And, yeah, here I am.
That song shows it, man.
That's right.
Damn. I don't even know what to do now.
Well, can you pick one with me?
Yeah.
You want to do like a Honky Tonk Nighttime Man?
Oh, yeah.
Real fast?
Y'all do that. We'll end it on that. Y'all do that and we'll end it on that. That's good.
Is that half step?
Yeah, I'm a half.
I'm a whole step, so.
G work. So I'll be like, I'm F sharp.
I'm a honky-tonk nighttime man, I can't stand no lights. I'm a honky-tonk nighttime man, I can't stand no lights. I get my rest in daytime, I make my running around at night. And blues every morning, had the blues all day today. Had the blues this morning. Had the blues all day today. When the sun goes down, I'm gonna touch my blues away. That's what I say. Come on, chill it up. We'll be right back.
There's no better way to end the show. Thank y'all for hanging out. We'll see you next fucking time.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.